Everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve today as we talk about Banksy and street art. Hey, look! That is the title of today's lesson, Banksy and street art. So what usually comes to mind when you hear the word art? Maybe you think about Michelangelo or Leonardo da Vinci. Well, the art that we'll be talking about today is street art. Yes, you got it. That is art done in the street. But it might not be exactly what you are thinking. Most artwork is usually done in a studio or on a canvas. However, not street art. So today we're going to answer the following questions. What is street art?And where to find street art? And who is Banksy? I don't think that we want Gabe to miss out on this exciting lesson, so let's go inside to find him.
Hey, everybody. My name is Gabe. I'm happy to be here talking about... Rebecca, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about Banksy. Remember Banksy? Do you know anything about him?
Remember Banksy?
No, I didn't say remember Banksy.
You did. I don't know Banksy. Who is Banksy?
We're talking about the street artist Banksy. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I haven't. I'm curious about Banksy.
Well, I think today's lesson is going to be perfect for you and for myself because I don't know a lot about Banksy, but we're going to find out something about him today.
Banksy and street art. King of the streets. Curious creations show up in alleys, and brilliant colors explode off gray walls around the world. This is the street art movement, and it's changing how many people think about public art. Street artists are reviving old, run-down neighborhoods with their creativity.They make places such as abandoned buildings into a canvas for their art. Street art has many different forms, but it's mostly in large cities where we find these creative visions displayed. Using paint and stencils, artists transform street stains and rusting pipes into fun new works of art.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 revive 这个动词。re 这个字首有再次的意思。viv 这个字根是指生命，所以 revive 是指复苏、使再生，或者是使重新流行。例如 ，people revived the town by developing its tourism. 人民透过发展观光业让这个城镇复苏。或者是 the reward system revived the students' motivation to learn.奖励制重新点燃了学生们的学习动机。其实我们看的是 stencil 这个名词。stencil 是指模板或者是描图用的蜡纸。例如 ,Molly used stencils of different patterns to decorate the baby's room. Molly 用不同的图案的模板来装饰婴儿房。stencil 也可以当动词，例如 ,the painter stenciled the wall with the motif of cartoon characters.尤其这样用模板画出卡通人物的图案来装饰墙面。
So yes, today we are going to be talking about Banksy and street art. So I hope that you enjoy art because that's what we're going to be talking about. Well, let's start with our lesson, which reads, Curious creations show up in alleys and brilliant colors explode off gray walls around the world. Now we need to pause and talk about this word show up.If something shows up, that means it kind of just appears, doesn't it?
Well, that's right. Just kind of like how those words just showed up on the screen. So actually, when you're talking about someone showing up, that means they arrived. Now, they could show up unexpectedly, or maybe they planned to show up. So for example, if someone does arrive, they show up and maybe you didn't plan on it, you could say, oh, how nice of you to show up.
Definitely. Or you could say, well, Kevin decided to show up for the last 15 minutes of his son's baseball game. It was a good thing that Kevin showed up.
Oh, he should have shown up earlier. You know what? My aunt showed up here yesterday in Taipei. It was really good to see her.
That was great. When she showed up, it actually kind of surprised me. I thought it was your mom.
That's right, because, well, to explain, my mom is a twin, and so, of course, people think that my aunt is my mom. And we like to play that little joke on people.
Well, continuing with our lesson, this is the street art movement, and it's beginning, or it's changing, how many people think about public art. Now, we want to talk about a phrase in this sentence, how someone thinks about something else. So what are some other ways you can use this phrase, Gabe?
Well, yeah, this phrase kind of means like how you view something or what your perception is about something or a certain subject. So how do you think about English? How do you think about learning English? Because how you feel about it, how you think about it, will determine what you do with it. It will determine how fast you improve as well. If you think it's just a subject that you need to finish and complete for school, that's not going to help you. But if you think about it as something fun that will help you in life, it will be easier.
Exactly. Well, our lesson says street artists are reviving old, run-down neighborhoods with their creativity. Now, this is also a great word that we want to discuss, and that is run-down. If something is run-down, that means that it's in bad condition. Now, this actually reminds me of an apartment complex that I used to live very close to. It was very run down in very bad condition.
You know, usually I think of buildings when I think of this word as well. A run down apartment complex, a run down building. Maybe the water and the plumbing is not working very well. The electricity has problems too. It's a run down place. You know, there's a bowling alley here in Taipei. I like to go bowling every once in a while. Do you like bowling, Rebecca?
Well, I do like to go bowling. I'm just not very good at it. Usually I lose. I don't like losing.
Well, it can be a lot of fun anyway, but there is a bowling alley that is kind of run down. And so I don't like to go to that bowling alley because sometimes it's the balls just don't go in the right place. I should get a strike every time. But the bowling alley was run down, so I usually don't get strikes.
So is there a different bowling alley that you'd rather go to?
Well, of course there are good bowling alleys where the balls are in good condition, the pins are good, the lanes are smooth. That makes it easier for me to win.
Well, Gabe, I guess you do like to win, but you can't win all the time. But, you know, we're not talking about rundown bowling alleys. We're actually talking about a rundown neighborhood and street artists. And, you know, those street artists, well, they like to use abandoned buildings as their canvas. And, of course, something that's abandoned, that just means that it's deserted. People don't go there anymore.
That's right. People aren't using it anymore. There are many abandoned buildings in this city. And of course, if you go to a rundown neighborhood, you're likely to find some abandoned buildings, like maybe an abandoned movie theater. It used to be a nice movie theater, but the chairs are still there, but it's dusty and nobody goes there anymore.
Well, our lesson continues. Street art has many different forms, but it's mostly in large cities where we find these creative visions displayed. Interesting.
Yeah, I like how they describe it as a vision, a creative vision. Of course, if you're an artist, then you create. You are a creative person by definition. But here we see a vision. So that, of course, is something that you can see, and your vision is something that you can express.
Well, right now, we want to take a closer look at this sentence with Liz.
Hello, friends. How are you doing today?
My name is Liz, and let's have a closer look at this sentence.
It's mostly in large cities where we find these creative visions displayed. The writer is saying that we find these creative visions mostly displayed in large cities. Now, notice the pattern. It's mostly in a location where we find something plus a description. The word find means to see, and this pattern is a good one to use when you want to talk about how a certain place is where you'll most likely see something. The emphasis is on the location and that's why it appears first before the actual thing itself. For example, let's say in a certain state, fish is normally fried, but if you go to the mountains, you'll find that the fish is baked there. So you can say, in this state, fish is usually fried, but it's mostly in the mountains where we find it baked. Or let's say there's an old festival that most people no longer celebrate, but in certain places in the countryside, you can still see people celebrating this festival. So you can say, it is mostly in the countryside where we find this festival celebrated. And that's it for now. I'll see you next time.
Thank you so much, Liz. While we continue here, using paint and stencils, artists transform street stains and rusting pipes into fun new works of art. I didn't know you could do that with stains and pipes.
Well, I didn't know you could do that either, but you know, that sounds like a lot of fun. I think I could be a street artist. All I need is some paint and stencils.
And some pipes.
A rusting pipe.
A rusting pipe. That's right.
A rusting pipe.
Yeah, don't get too close to a rusting pipe. Don't touch, or you better be careful if you touch something with rust on it. If you cut yourself, you could catch a disease, okay? Rusting pipes or rusting metal, that is bad.
Well, you know, these street artists don't really seem to care too much because that's what they use for their canvas.
Exactly, and that's what makes them have such great works of art. That's another way to talk about the pieces of art that you do, the things that you create. Each one is called a work of art. So far, we haven't really talked about Banksy yet, though, Rebecca.
Well, don't worry, because we are going to be talking about Banksy right after this. Dave, do you consider yourself an artist?
Well, music is a kind of art, and drums is good for music, so yes, I am an artist.
No, I mean, do you like to paint or draw?
Oh, Rebecca, of course I do.
Great. Well, since we're talking about art, I thought that we could play a game that involves art.
Okay.
I want you to close your eyes and draw a hamburger. You have 30 seconds. Are you ready?
On what?
Oh, here you go.
Here's
a piece of paper and a marker.
Uh-huh.
And just start drawing. Close your eyes.
Just close my eyes.
And... yes.
Wait, what?
I want you to just keep drawing as we continue with our next reading.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Go.
Banksy and street art. Banksy, a secretive British graffiti artist, has become famous for his street art in cities around the world. When he visits a city for a project, his art always seems to create interest and makes international headlines. He has a large following both on the internet and among artists. Even the rich and famous are paying lots of money for his originals. Some of his works have been removed from the streets and sold for more than $1 million each.
Okay, 接下来我们看的是 secretive 这个形容词。 我们看到这个字里面有 secret, S-E-C-R-E-T, 秘密这个名词, 所以secretive是指秘密的, 或者是保密的, 例如, Andy is very secretive about his personal life, Andy对于他的私生活相当的守口如瓶, 或者是, the newspaper is secretive about its sources of information, 报社对于消息来源非常保密, 所以我们看的是graffiti这个不可数名词, graffiti是指涂鸦喷画或者是涂鸦艺术, 例如, the warehouse's walls are covered by graffiti. 这个仓库的墙面上涂满了涂鸦. 或者是, no littering or graffiti is allowed in this area. 这个区域禁止乱丢垃圾和涂鸦. 或者是, graffiti of whales is this artist's trademark. 鲸鱼的涂鸦是这位艺术家的注册商标. And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, here we find out about Banksy. He's a secretive British graffiti artist. His art always seems to create interest and makes international headlines. Well, let's take a look at that phrase. To make are to create interest. And actually, here is a nice picture of some graffiti. I like this graffiti.
You know, I like that graffiti too. And I could see why graffiti like that would create interest. Mm-hmm. It definitely caught my interest.
All right. Well, to create interest, that means to make people interested in something. For example, if you're going to give a speech, you could add a cool story to create interest in your topic.
Exactly. And I bet Michael Jackson's music created a lot of interest. Wouldn't you agree?
I think so. Now we're going to go somewhere completely different, to the Info Cloud. They have something they would like to share about neighborhoods.
Today, let's talk about what a neighborhood is. When we talk about a neighborhood, we're usually talking about an area with distinctive characteristics. And that's quite different from, say, a district, borough, or township, which are basically administrative areas.
Okay, those are official designations, but when the word neighborhood is used, it conveys a certain character. And that's why when we see the word neighborhood, there's often an adjective that describes it. You might hear about a safe neighborhood, a friendly neighborhood, a rough neighborhood, or a leafy neighborhood.
Ah, leafy, because it has a lot of trees. When I hear a leafy neighborhood, I immediately think of a nice, quiet, middle-class neighborhood in the suburbs.
A rough neighborhood, on the other hand, is often dirty, noisy, and has a high crime rate.
Not a good place to raise kids. Now let's take a look at an informal usage of the word neighborhood. Steve, how much rent are you willing to spend on an apartment?
Well, somewhere in the neighborhood of $800. Now, friends, here the word neighborhood is used to mean approximately. In the neighborhood of $800 means approximately $800.
我们接着来看 neighborhood 这个字。Neighborhood 字典上告诉我们是街坊邻近的地区，其实你的 neighborhood 就是你的住家附近的地区，它比一个社区大，但还没有到行政区那么大，而且它跟 district 行政区或 township 小镇最大的差别是 district 跟 township 通常只是一个名字，那是政府规划出的行政区，但是一个 neighborhood 往往是某种特色所勾勒出的一个区，因此 neighborhood 常常会伴随着某一个形容词，像 a friendly neighborhood 友善的区， a rough neighborhood 治安不好的区， a leafy neighborhood 有很多树的区，通常就是指中产阶级位于郊区的住宅区。 neighborhood 它有个口语的用法，表示接近，那这个用法呢要和数字连用，比如说In the neighborhood of $800, 就是800块美金左右。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, here in our lesson, it says some of his works have been removed from the streets and sold for more than $1 million each. Now, that is a lot of money. But let's talk about this phrase, to sell something for a certain amount of money.
That's right. You could ask, how much does this sell for? You want to know how much it costs. Right now, let's enjoy the editor's summary.
Have you ever been walking along a street or an alley and seen a brilliant, colorful display of art on a gray wall? Well, if you've seen one of these creations, then you've seen what is called the street art movement, which is changing how people view public art. Old, rundown neighborhoods are being revived due to the creativity. Abandoned buildings have become a canvas for a work of art. Artists are transforming street stains and old rusting pipes into art by using paint and stencils. And one of the most famous of these artists is a secretive British graffiti artist named Banksy. When he visits a city, interest and international headlines follow him. He has a big following both on the internet and among internet artists. Some of the artwork has even been removed from the streets and sold for more than $1 million.
All right, now it's time for a little bit of fun. And because our lesson has to do with art, we're going to take some artistic freedom and change this story just a little bit. But Rebecca and I need some help. Mm-hmm. So we have some special guests all the way from...
Mashan High School!
Yeah! Awesome. So we're going to see if we can add some fun to this story. Rebecca, what word do we need first?
We need an adjective. Who has an adjective?
I do.
Perfect.
Yes.
Thank you. My adjective is untamed.
All right. Can you use that adjective in a sentence? That is your challenge.
I'm untamed. I take risks and die with experiences.
Ooh. Ooh, great sentence. I need a noun. Who has a noun over here? Yes.
A birthday cake.
Nice. Can you use that word or those words in a sentence?
Sure. I just ate a birthday cake yesterday.
Ooh, yum.
Just kidding.
Oh, okay. Now we need another noun. Over here. Yes.
It's spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Nice. Can you use spaghetti in a sentence?
I finished my brother's spaghetti last night because he was too full.
Oh, I like spaghetti. I need a verb. Who has a verb over here?
Here.
Right. Yes.
Hurt.
Oh, hurt. Very good. Can you use that word in a sentence?
Okay. Leave me alone or I'll hurt you.
Oh, Nick, I'll make sure I leave you alone. I need another verb over here. Yes.
Help. Fly.
All right. Now, can you use that word in a sentence?
I believe I can fly.
What a great sentence.
Brother, I believe you can touch the sky.
Well, I need a noun. Yes.
Freedom.
Ah, good. Very good. Now let's use freedom in a sentence.
Many people in the world are fighting for their freedom.
That is exactly right. Okay, well, the original text says, Banksy, a secretive British graffiti artist, has become famous for his street art in cities around the world. When he visits a city for a project, his art always seems to create interest and makes international headlines. Rebecca, what does our new story say?
Okay, are you ready? Banksy, an untamed British birthday cake artist, has become famous for his street art in spaghettis around the world.
Nice.
When he hurt a city for a project, his art always seems to create interest and flies international freedom.
Wow, thank you so much, Banksy, for hurting cities with your project. That story was very interesting. I liked it even better than the original. Good job, you guys. Well, thank you so much for joining us here today. We had a lot of fun, and we'll see you all next time right here at Studio Classroom. Say goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Great job, Pini 5. Way to go. Way to go.